I'm not going back to moving ahead. Did you declare to you the past is over? You things are made new, surrendered my life to Christ. The topic today is moving forward, moving higher. I'll be reading from the Voice Bible, the Message, the King James Bible, and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Matthew. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him. He endowed them with the authority to heal sickness and disease and to drive demons out of those who were possessed. Listen, I'm sending you out to be sheep among wolves. The words you should speak will be given to you, for at that moment it will not be you speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Do not be afraid of those who may taunt or persecute you. Everything they do, even if they think they are hiding behind closed doors, will come to light. All their secrets will eventually be made known. And you should proclaim in the bright light of day everything that I have whispered to you in the dark. Whatever whispers you hear, shout them from the rooftops of houses. God knows everything about you, even the number of hairs on your head. So do not fear. Luke. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a good look at them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. Jesus said, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider?" Then he said to him, "Get up, on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." Matthew. Jesus responded by telling still more stories. God's kingdom, he said, is like a king who threw a wedding banquet for his son. He sent out servants to call in all the invited guests, and they wouldn't come. They only shrugged their shoulders and went off, one to weed his garden, another to work in his shop. Then he told his servants, "We have a wedding banquet, all prepared, but no guests. The ones I invited weren't up to it. Go out into the busiest intersections in town and invite anyone you find to the banquet." The servants went out on the streets and rounded up everyone they laid eyes on, good and bad, regardless. And so the banquet was on, every place filled. Ezekiel, "I will overturn, overturn, overturn it, and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him." And from Science and Health, key to the scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Beholding the world's lack of Christianity and the powerlessness of vows to make home happy, the human mind will at length demand a higher affection. To the ritualistic priest and hypocritical Pharisee, Jesus said, "The publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Of the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed, but one returned to give God thanks, that is, to acknowledge the divine principle which had healed him. Gethsemane, patient woe, the human yielding to the divine, love meeting no response, but still remaining love. Sin makes deadly thrusts at the Christian Scientist as ritualism and creed are summoned to give place to higher law. But science will ameliorate mortal malice. A higher and more practical Christianity, demonstrating justice and meeting the needs of mortals in sickness and in health, stands at the door of this age knocking for admission. The hour has struck when proof and demonstration, instead of opinion and dogma, are summoned to the support of Christianity, making wise the simple. To succeed in healing, you must conquer your own fears as well as those of your patients and rise into higher and holier consciousness. Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God, then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory. This scientific sense of being, forsaking matter for spirit, by no means suggests man's absorption into deity and the loss of his identity, but confers upon man enlarged individuality, a wider sphere of thought and action, a more expansive love, a higher and more permanent peace. When the destination is desirable, expectation speeds our progress. The struggle for truth makes one strong instead of weak, resting instead of wearying one. There is divine authority for believing in the superiority of spiritual power over material resistance. God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. It requires courage to utter truth, for the higher truth lifts her voice, the louder will error scream until its inarticulate sound is forever silenced in oblivion. I long to see the consummation of my hope, namely, the student's higher attainments in this line of light.
Thine is the kingdom, power and the glory.